In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We are back. It's a game day version of the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, Monday Night Football. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I feel pretty good, brother Spike. Listen, it's game day. Whew. We are rarely together on game day, the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
As usually I'm working and you two are normally at home.
Oh, yeah.
Doing whatever you're doing to get
I'll
ready.
I'll tell you what I'm doing.
For the game. Yes. It was whacking at
there. There it is. Yes, I was setting you up there, Jack.
But it is game day. I'm excited. Jackie Baseball. Even though it's Eagles game day, I'm sure you got something good for us as far as the fightings go. Holla at you, boy.
It's winter meetings. I mean, little football game tonight. I get it.
Wow, yeah, blah, 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 locked in over there.
Come on, man. The real story's in Orlando. Kyle Schwarber, do you want to be a Philly or not? Jesus. We got unfinished business. Get on board. Bleep or get off the pot.
You monitoring things in there?
Yeah.
You monitoring?
I'm sick over here. I can't think of anything else.
It's a it's a big game day edition of the WIP Afternoon Show. At 3 o'clock, a gentleman named Daniel Popper is going to join us. Daniel writes for The Athletic about the Los Angeles Chargers, so we'll find out what we're facing tonight and whether we're going to see Jack's boy Justin Herbert behind center or not.
Oh, behind enemy lines, Seggy.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Elliot joins us from Los Angeles at 4 o'clock. We have a lot to talk about that happened over the weekend with the Eagles, including a rabbit. But it is a big game tonight. Eagles, Monday Night Football, Los Angeles Chargers. Tonight's game is, you know, you can throw around must win a lot in the season. This is a must win. That's a must win. Certainly seems like tonight is a must win. And Ike, this team, oftentimes in the face of adversity, most times last year, has shown us something, right? When things seem shaky, they show up. They did it all last year. And then sometimes in the face of adversity, famously, we brought it up once or twice or 100 times. That is 2023, where they did not face adversity well. And there's adversity right now, right?
Yeah.
The offense hasn't played well. The defense has played okay, except for last Friday. But they've Jalen Carter hurt. And the question for you, and I think the question for them is, like, do they have it in them to go out to Los Angeles and save the season tonight? Do you think they have it in them to save the season tonight?
Yeah, I believe they do. And I'll just simply put it, I won't beat around the bush. I believe they do. I still believe there's championship DNA in this team. They've been sidetracked at times this year with individual stuff, with the inability to necessarily have the priority list where you want it at when it pertains to what is most important when you step out there on the field, and having that team unity. All those things have sort of crept its way into the building at times, which is why it's difficult to repeat as a champion, because what the Eagles have gone through as a team this year isn't unlike anything another team, defending champion, has gone through. It's the spoils of the riches. Like, that's what it is. And that's the difficulty of repeating, is that you have to be able to block all those things out and remain just as focused and just as hungry. And you also need a little bit of luck on your side, you know, to be in this position to repeat. And what I'm saying is, as of right now, I still believe that they believe that's in them. That's why this game is so important tonight. because they don't win this game, then even I'm singing a different tune tomorrow. And how the game plays out will determine how harsh I am in singing that tune or how lenient I am in moving forward with this team. No one wants to give up on the football team right now. That's not what anybody is looking to do. We don't spend 6 to 8 months in the offseason combing through this team, every move they make, dissecting every move that they make with a fine-tooth comb, questioning everything that they do and whether or not it puts us in position to win, to give up on the team before we need to give up on the team.
Especially an 8-4 team.
Yeah, we're still here right now. But it doesn't matter if we want it more than they do. They have to want it just as bad as we do. And that's really what it boils down to. We're going to get a chance to see tonight how bad they want this thing. It's not an easy win. It's not an easy game. But it's a place where you can go get a win. It's a formidable opponent. It's a quality win if you get it. But do they want it? And that's what we're all interested in. I believe in them. I believe in it. But what does that matter if they don't believe in it?
Right, right. Really, the question is, what do we feel? What do we feel about what they feel?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
it's a gut check game day here on the WIP Afternoon Show.
I'm here.
215-592-9494. What does your gut tell you about tonight's Eagles game? Do they have it in them to save the season? Because I'll tell you, Ike, tonight is not We talk a lot about the specific performance of the specific players and the specific units on the team, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about the offense, and we talk about how the offensive line is playing and how Jalen is playing and whether AJ gets the ball. And then defensively, we talk about the cornerback two slot and who's in there at safety, the other safety next to Reed Blankenship, all those things. But I think tonight is about something more than all those things. It's just about whether they have it in them. Like, it is a gut check for them. Do they go in? And you know I am a style points guy. You know, I want to see the offense do this. I want to see the. But tonight is not about that, because I think we can all agree that the offense, even if this team gets it together, the offense is not ever going to be humming this year. They're going to have to win in spite of the fact of how their offense.
They are what they are.
Yeah. And their defense, the cornerback two thing is always going to be a problem, and whoever's at safety is always probably going to be a problem, and they're not going to have Jalen. All those things are reality. And the question is whether they look at those things and they fight through it, and they say, you know what, we are good enough to fight through those things, and we are together enough, we're all pulling in the same direction, as you've talked about. Mm. Or are we going to just say, you know what, our offense isn't quite good this year, we just don't have it this year, are they going to let go of the rope? Because the thing that scares me, and I think it scared all of us about the Bears game, wasn't about the loss. It wasn't about the loss. It just looked like the other team, just to make it dumb it down, the other team wanted it a lot more than the Philadelphia Eagles did. The Philadelphia Eagles got out-physicaled on offense, got out-physicaled on defense, and they let go of the rope. So that tonight is, I normally have a feeling. I want to believe.
Now, where you at? Where you at? Where's your feeling at? Don't tell me what you want. Tell me what you feel.
I believe that they don't believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you don't think they believe.
Yeah, I don't think they believe. Yeah. And that's what makes tonight tough. I would love to come in tomorrow and say, wow, this team really rallied. You know, even if it's a 16-13 disgusting whatever it is. It is a Monday night game on the road against a good opponent where they just need the win. And I haven't heard things out of them. That when I hear them talking about they believe what's in the locker room and they believe in each other, it almost sounds to me like they're trying to convince themselves that they believe, not that they actually do.
Right.
And that's what worries me about them. I would love for this to turn around, because what a great story it would be. What a great story this Eagles team would be to think that it was just a Super Bowl hangover season and they rallied around the fact that all of the trouble. And I have not felt it from them.
Well, listen, they got a long way to go before they're writing that type of story.
Right.
This is one game.
Yes.
Like, this is about, are you still in the fight? Are you in the thick of this thing? Green Bay won a big game yesterday. St. Louis. The Rams went on the road yesterday and won a big game against a divisional opponent. Are you still in this fight? Hell, we talk about gut check. Detroit stayed alive Thursday night against one of the hottest teams in football. That was a gut check for them.
Yep.
Where are the Eagles at right now? Where are the Eagles at right now? Listen, I believe it's still in them. And I'll say it again. It doesn't matter, though, what I believe. It's whether or not they believe it. And how they play tonight and what they do tonight when they step on the field is going to determine all of that. Because here's the thing about this year, and I don't know if they realize it, but it's what's so frustrating watching this team from afar and rooting for the team. No one's even asking you or requiring you to play at some optimal level where you need to be remembered as some historical team. It's not even required of you to be that right now. Playing solid fundamental football and not beating yourself would have you at worst the number two seed in the NFC right now. And if I look at the entire league, you coming off of a Super Bowl win and your track record over the last 3 years, if you're sitting at 9-3 or 10-2 right now as opposed to 8-4 losing the teams you had no business losing to, you'd be the cream of the crop. So you play 12 games. Nobody's asking you to be 11-1.
Not this year.
There's no need. It doesn't matter. You weren't that last year, and you still won. That's the whole problem with this thing, is trying to live up to some expectation and crumbling under the weight of the expectation. Go win freaking football games. It's the NFL. One game eliminates you. It's not a 3-game series, 5-game series, 7-game series. I saw a 9-7 New York Giants team knock off an 18-0 New England Patriots team. That's the beauty of the NFL. That's the beauty of it. Get out of your own way with the nonsense, finger pointing, individual stats, all the garbage that you like fall victim to. Go play football. Go play football. It really isn't that hard. It really isn't that hard. But we make it so hard. And then the players crumble under the weight of the expectations because they fall victim to what's on social media, all the things they hear from everybody else. Dude, go play football and win a freaking football game. It ain't that hard.
215-592-9494. It's a gut check game day on the WIP
Dude,
afternoon
hold
show. What's
on,
your,
man. What? Did you just hear people out there slamming their radio?
Yeah, I know.
I got him, Mike! Got him! Dude, that was good. That was good.
Well, if you're sitting here, he's looking at me. I'm like, I don't even play.
You start looking at me.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Get him!
215-592-9494. It's a gut check game day. What's your gut tell you? Do they have it in them to go in there and save the season?
I'm telling you, man. It's game day, man. I'm sick of this, man.
Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Talk to him, Ike. Let him know. You was letting him know, Ike?
Feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But like, I don't care about none of that stuff. Y'all, see, this is what we gotta focus on. You know, y'all out there, like Ike said, I'm gonna just pee y'all back what he said. Y'all worrying about what Jack say, what the news clip writing say, what your stats show. Don't care about none of that. Y'all gotta come together. Cause listen, you only gotta be the best team today, not tomorrow, not next week. You gotta be the best team today. So I need y'all to show up on the field today. Jalen Hurts, I'm going to talk to you. Let me talk to you for a second. We've been here before. He can't throw over the middle. You know what I'm saying? He can't lead the offense. They want no other quarterback. Hey, baby, you know we've been here before. This ain't nothing new to us. You know what I'm saying? Just do a top five quarterback. You know, with Jalen Hurts going against top five quarterback, y'all know what happened. Y'all, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow, Josh. You know what happened when we go against them, baby. Do what you do. I need you to deliver the football on time. You know what I'm saying? Kevin Petullo, they egged your house. They disrespected you, dog. I need you to I need you to have a Bill Belichick in the Hall of Fame game plan tonight. Nick Sirianni, do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't be scared. Let your balls hang. Big Balls Nick. I need to let them hang.
Ooh, boy.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to go put on fourth down. You know what I'm saying? Don't be that doing that little, you know what, punting and all that. That's we the champs, baby. And we going to show them. We embracing this. We the champions. Y'all think y'all better than us? The Chargers, San Diego, L.A., wherever the hell y'all from, y'all better than the Philadelphia Eagles? Nah. Justin Herbert, we coming after that hand tonight. So you play, you don't play, I don't care. We hitting you tonight. We hitting y'all hard. I need some interceptions. Vic Fangio, hide him up. Light him up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Just do what we do. I need us to show. I know what you're saying. We need a victory and all that. But nah. I need to stop these boys. I need to stop them. I need my quarterback to go back and put his head back on, put his crown back on, sit back on his throne. Because when you go against these top five quarterbacks, it's like the NFC North. You know what I'm saying? We got a good record. We rarely come out with L's. And just keep doing what we're doing, baby. One game at a time. Start tonight in about what? 6 hours?
About 6 hours.
Hey, man, let's get our Jameis Winston on and eat a W, baby. That's all.
All right, get me out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Let me get y'all with this. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles! Go Birds, baby!
Well, Corey's phone has not only improved from the beeps, it's almost like, is he calling us from a landline? That might be the best phone that Corey's ever called on. It's not breaking up when he's yelling.
Same phone.
It's well done. It's well done.
Listen, everyone knows on game day, there's no time for the nonsense. I do like that he thinks Herbert's top five quarterback. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that was tonight's not going against the top five.
Top five talent.
Yeah, well, all right. So, Ike, when you asked me, you were like, what do you feel in your gut, right?
Yes.
And you followed up with, and I agree with you, like, stop beating yourselves. If you stop beating yourselves, the two seeds right there for you. Mm-hmm. This is what I go back to. This is why I have a hard time believing that they believe. Is every week I sit there with the great Jordan Mailata. And Elliot and I, and he talks about the penalties, and he talks about the execution, you know, all those things, them not being on the same page, all that stuff. And we say, well, how's everything during the week? And he said, everything's great during the week. We're focused on it. Coach has given us the right message, all that. And here we are 12 games in.
Not seeing it.
Not one little bit. So no. I go back to, if he believes they were doing the same thing, the right things all week long, and they get that out there on game day and it all just goes away, what is different?
Right.
And I'd love to be proven wrong, but like you see a trend. We're doing the right things, and then the game day comes, and we do all the wrong things. We're doing the right things. How do you – we asked him, and I'm sure he's wondering, how do you stop with pre-snap offensive penalties? And he's – I don't
– these are something from veteran players.
Yes.
These aren't like just young players.
Wide receivers, offensive line. It's everybody on the team. It's just wild, and it's hard for me to – I would love to see them just go out and tune out everything and say, you know what? We're the Eagles. We're the champions. We're going to go out and show what we're made of tonight. But they haven't given me a ton of reason to believe. 215-592-9494. It's a gut check game day. What's your gut tell you? Are the Eagles going to go out there and get a must-win game tonight in Los Angeles? Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, you got to believe, man. You got to believe. You know, hey, Ike, Jack, and Spike, listen, you know, I'm done with all this. You know, we believe in each other and all that. Just go out there and just win a football game in L.A. You know what I mean? With no home field advantage. You know, these guys don't got home field advantage, nothing. They got a quarterback playing with one hand. You know what I mean? You know, you can't win this game. You can't win no game. And I know they got a decent team, but you should be able to go out there and win a football game.
I agree.
You know? And another thing is this, right? You know, attention to detail. I don't need a bunch of penalties tonight. You know what I mean? And I just need solid plays, a competent offense. You know, see, I hear Nick Sirianni's involved in the offense, which don't do a damn thing for me. Because I remember when he called plays when he first, you know, was a coach here. So I don't
hold
care
on,
about
though. Hold on, though, Chuck. Hold on. Were you calling for change?
With
Kevin Petullo?
I don't really blame Kevin Petullo like that.
Okay. You're going with strictly Hurts. I got
it's
you.
It's the Hurts. Yeah, it's the Hurts thing with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it ain't really the play caller, man.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Kevin Petullo didn't miss Devontae Smith. You know, and you know, to go, you know, for that touchdown against the Bears last week. say this real quick.
No, though, I was just saying. I was going to say for everybody who wanted change, if the reports are true, and we'll get into it eventually here, coming up on the show about Nick Sirianni being more involved. Like, what else did you want for people who wanted change? Like, people who wanted change from Petullo, if the reports are true that Nick is more involved, then let's wait and see what it looks like to see if we actually like his involvement.
He's always been involved, right? That's the thing.
Well, that's I agree with that.
They got to play better. Listen, let me just say something real quick off top. It really bothered me yesterday, right? Last night. I just want to say, these league of players, you know, and NBA real quick, they are a bunch of soft cats. Mm. And I'm talking about Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, all of them. Just happy to be in the building with LeBron James. After you couldn't wait till the game was over so you could yuppie up to him, and you was happy to lose by 4 points. You guys are pathetic. You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is this, right? Back in the day, Kobe, AI, Jordan, all those guys, man, you know, I don't mean to switch the subject. I'm just saying, Shaq, they wanted to beat you. And these guys were just so happy. Just so happy to just suck up to LeBron James. They couldn't wait for it. And the reason why Embiid came back, he was playing against the Wizards. He wouldn't have came back to play against the Wizards. He came back because LeBron, he got a fascination with LeBron. I just wanted to get that off my chest, man. It's so sickening to watch that, man. He's so happy to be in a building, your own building, to lose to LeBron James. I just didn't get that.
Oh, he's the GOAT, man. It happens. You saw him in the fourth quarter. You saw him. Oh, but I was told.
You know what? That's all sports at this point. Yeah.
That's all we needed to ruin yesterday.
Yeah.
With that nonsense at the end of the game.
Yeah. Come on, man.
LeBron hitting three-pointers and jump shots.
But I heard his 10-point streak is back on. Maybe he's got to play another 17 years, you know? I agree with Chuck to an extent, but it's not just the NBA. The football, after NFL games, we see those guys smiling and hugging. It's just a different world
it's
now.
It's LeBron James.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dudes, it's always his fault.
These dudes, everybody's not you and I.
Right.
some of them actually do look up to LeBron James.
At least to an extent.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, DJ Edgecombe was obviously happy to get a jersey. Get LeBron's game-worn jersey last night. I got no problem with it. I almost went to the game last night.
And then you realize you had to drive over the bridge to get there?
I actually got the call. Seriously. I feel proud. And my boy probably listening because he called me. Floor seats.
And you didn't go?
I didn't go.
Wow.
He had an extra ticket.
Wow,
floor seat. And I was like, bro, I appreciate it.
Wow, man. Could have heckled LeBron.
Yes.
I would not have done that.
Dude, you could have turned like Shannon Sharp and John Morant's
that. Yes, I would not have done that. That's exactly what I thought of.
Well, you know he hears every heckler. Yeah.
That's all I need is LeBron yelling at me on the sideline.
I would have loved it.
Because I'm heckling him.
Would have been good for the show.
Would have been great for the show.
Hold on, 2 o'clock. Ike Dries addresses him and LeBron.
Well, I don't think I would have liked that. I would not have enjoyed that.
Well, back in the day, I'll try to find the article. Back in the day, when my grandfather used to have seats right down around there.
Mm-hmm. And of course.
And my dad, he was, my Pop-Up Don was blue collar, brother. But tickets were not $10,000
right,
at the time.
Right.
I remember my dad had them once before he was him. And there was an article. He got in a huge shouting match with Earl Monroe.
Oh, I remember this story.
Yeah, and there was an article. It said, even Superfan can't stop Earl's pearls as blah, 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 blah. So he was yelling at him back in the day. You could have. Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, I would not have wanted that.
Did you just refer to your dad as him?
Him, he did.
Did I?
Yep, you
did. Before he was him?
Yep.
Well, before he was Howard.
I know.
Said him.
Before
that's
he was
not
him.
What I meant.
You tried to be one of the cool kids?
Capital H him.
No, you said
I
him.
Yeah,
that's not
you
what
did.
I meant.
Yeah. No, we saw
that's
it.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, we get it. He's him.
I would ever refer to him that way. Yeah,
you snuck that one in there.
No.
You didn't think we were going to notice it.
No, you're just trying to get the attention off of you because you didn't fight with LeBron last night when you could have. You let us all down. Don't you turn it on me. Don't you turn it on me.
That's actually pretty good by you.
I understand that bridge fear, though. Now that I live in South Jersey.
Once you go back
to Jersey, you don't come back until it's time for work.
What was a good 4:30 game, too? I'm trying to think of Ike that was watching. It was locked in on yesterday.
Oh, it was Bears-Packers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
All right.
I can see why he didn't go.
No, Spike had it right. I'm not coming back across the bridge.
No, no, of course not. 215-592-9494.
I thought long and hard.
Yes.
I did.
Well, you were, part of you was thinking about it, but your gut knew it was
no. Oh, my gut knew.
Yeah.
Plus, I didn't want to be seen there as if I was coming to see LeBron play.
I like that, too.
See, you feel me?
Yeah. Would you just put it aside? I mean, come on.
When he says he's going to retire, I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going the last time he appears.
So 2029 or so.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever that is, I'll be there for that one.
Pay your respects.
Yes, I will.
215-592-9494. It is a gut check game day here on the WIP afternoon show. What's your gut tell you? Tonight's a must win. A win saves the season for now. A loss is pretty much kaput. What do you think's going to happen? Coming up next, we will discuss that report that came out over the weekend from Tim McManus about a slight change in, you know, not play calling, but offensive preparations for the Eagles. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
The FanDuel Sportsbook app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. That's right. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. You can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Ike to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, finally.
Out on bail, fresh out of jail, California dreaming. The hoochie screaming. The life of a West Side player.
Saul Paul.
Yeah, that's right. And then grinding like a slow jam. And out of Roseland.
Say what you say.
And let the serenade the streets of Malay, the Moklin, the Sacktown, the Bay Area, and back down. Just give me love.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 2:30 Tupac
like
every day.
I like that one, Fritzy. I like it.
Had to on a like Chargers it. Day.
And you know what? The song sounds good on the radio.
Yeah.
There's some songs, like I'm sick of that song or whatever.
Yes.
But his verse is great.
Yes.
And the song sounds good on the radio.
I agree.
Maybe I don't like it because it starts with Dr. Dre.
You don't like Dr. Dre?
Not really.
I love Dr. Dre. Listen, I get it. It's not one of my favorite songs, but to Spike's point, when you hear it and you hear his verse,
you don't turn it off.
Yeah. That's pop. That's California love, man. Come on.
Jack's a little young for Dr. Dre wasn't part of his teen years.
Yeah,
like he was part
he
of
don't
our...
respect the GOAT.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't know. That's why I ignored him.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. What does your gut say about tonight's game? Here are the two options they were given on the Twitter poll. They save the season or they fold. What do you think the response is?
They save the season.
What do you think the percentage is?
73%.
58.7% they saved this
season. Man, yeah. I was hopeful thinking.
People are a little worried about the football team.
Yeah, a little bit,
Yeah.
I just want to throw out there, they should be the San Diego Chargers. Los Angeles Chargers is never going to work in my head. Like Cleveland Guardians is never going to work in my head. I know they're different. They're San Diego Chargers.
Yep.
They call them the San Diego Chargers of Los Angeles or something. Like the Angels did for a little bit.
It's weird because I've gotten used to the Rams. Maybe because they were at one
point. Because at one point they were the L.A. Rams.
Yeah,
it's still the San Diego Chargers. It just works.
That's what they are. They're the San Diego Chargers.
I agree.
215-592-9494. Shy in Westchester. You're on WIP. What's up, Shy?
What's going on?
What's up, brother?
What up, Shy?
Sitting here eating tuna fish. My gut feeling says, you know.
Is it just tuna fish, like straight out of the can, kid?
It's like the pre-packaged.
Okay.
Like with the fish on the front.
With the little seasoning in there, a little bag,
and herb one. It's the garlic and herb one.
Okay, there you go.
Not a big tuna fish guy.
No?
Yeah, you gotta have mayo on it, that's why.
Why?
You can make it without mayo.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I used to make it with mustard.
Without mayo. Ew, really?
Yeah.
See, I should probably try it because I'm a mustard head.
Yeah.
Salt
good with mustard. Yeah, a little salt pepper. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Shy.
Anyways, I think it's going to be close. I think this it's going to fall on the defense. I wouldn't mind, if Jalen Phillips comes in with a pretty big hit and Herbert falls on his hand.
Legally.
A little bit in pain.
Yeah.
Legally. But
I
think we can knock him out of this game. But even if he plays the whole game, you're not seeing anything under center.
Yep.
And they got a weak running back core, so I can't imagine. I mean, if they run all over us, then we're really in big trouble. We're really, really in big trouble. But I think Jalen's going to have a great game. So.
Yeah, listen, we're missing the other Jalen Carter in the middle.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jordan Davis and Moro Jomo, like, they got to have a big game tonight. I mean, you need a bounce-back game from N'Kobe Dean and Zach Bond. Our safeties didn't tackle well, particularly Sidney Brown didn't tackle well in that last game. The whole run defense, man, should be embarrassed what happened against the Bears.
Well,
they should all be embarrassed by that.
This can be a game tonight. The wins we've seen from the Eagles typically this year, this kind of team is a game that you can win that way.
Right.
This could be a 19-13 game. I mean, this is a game that the defense can win you. The defense can definitely win you this game. And I think we've all given up the hope of maybe we'll see a game where the offense is, but we've all given up the hope that this team's going to be a consistent, really good offense. But what they do need to do is, we get obsessed with the turnovers thing, and it is a big deal, but three and outs are turnovers. They're not recorded as turnovers, but if you go three and out on your own 20 and they get the ball on their own 45, that's a turnover. So when you lead the league in three and out percentage, it's not, so they need to move the ball. They need to hold the ball. They need to keep their defense from having to play the 40 minutes tonight.
Yep.
And if they can do that, they don't need to score 30 points to win this game.
That's all the Chargers want to do.
Yes. Yeah.
They want to play a low scoring, run the football, defensive oriented game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm with Chuck on the LeBron thing. I think it's a little weird. I saw a Sixers fan. I think it was in like the second quarter. LeBron had, his infamous dunk that he does on the fast break. I saw a Sixers fan behind the basket jump up and cheer.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Disgraceful, man.
Well, yeah. When the goat's in town, like, you kind of get
up.
It. Yeah. I mean, you get it.
Shut up. It's always, Shy, to your point, with the Lakers and Philly, it was like this before LeBron. When you would go to a Sixer Laker game, and the Laker fans, no offense.
Well, Ike was number one. He was there.
They would dress up.
I didn't dress up, though.
They would have Laker pants, Laker shirt, Laker hat, Laker. I mean, maybe during the Iverson prime years, but anything outside of that.
That's when it was at its best.
It's been Laker.
During that AI time, it was.
Oh, because Kobe.
It was a great rivalry during that time.
Yeah, so I don't blame anybody who pays to go to see a Sixer. Look, I don't want them cheering for LeBron. Anyone who pays to go to a Sixer game right now, go have fun. You want to cheer for a LeBron dunk. I did last night. Thank you for the call.
Luka was the star. Luka just had a whole hump 30-point triple-double last night.
Quiet 30 points.
Yeah.
Oh, but when the Yankees came and took over the CBP, that was fine.
Well, yeah, because the Phillies are trying to win a World Series.
Yeah, well, listen, we're trying to win the finals.
Oh, really? Is that what you're trying to win?
Nah. We're watching.
Are you ready to be in a place where you can admit that Yankee series was embarrassing?
Well, it was embarrassing to play on the field. I didn't blame the fans. I feel like we're dealing with monsters. You know what I mean? I don't think it affected the Juan Soto recruitment, which is another one of the points you were making.
Well, it couldn't have helped. It couldn't have helped.
I get it. I think $725 million.
That was an embarrassing series.
It's a good thing bring up on Eagles game day two years later.
Sorry. It's only a year later, really.
Yeah. I was going to say more embarrassing was the Angels series. Back in
that was embarrassing
2012.
Too.
Yeah, 2012.
As
13.
Was the
2015.
Was it 15? Was that the one?
Yeah, 2015 or 2014. They were all still here.
Oh, yes, when they all gave the standing ovation
for Trouty.
Yes.
But that's when we stunk. The Phillies stunk. So it bothers me.
Hold on, Rollins, Utley, Ruiz, Howard, still on the field.
Really? 2015.
Yeah, Rollins was the one who said it was embarrassing.
I can't believe those guys were still here in 2015. That's crazy.
Believe me, that was the end of it.
Oh, yeah, they knew.
The Rhys Hoskins, the standing ovation last year was embarrassing.
The home run?
Yes.
That cost me, that ruined my reputation for Phillies fans for a little while.
It did.
Had to go to the stupid Eagles chant.
It did. We will get into Tim McManus's report that got him up the Eagles Inside of the Year power rankings after we tell you about something very, very important. You know, the holiday season, I could think of a gift
that
you could get your loved one. comes in a discreet and hard package in the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Blue Chew.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Time for loving.
Under the tree. A little, you know, you don't take very much wrapping paper there, man. Mm-hmm. Under the tree, you open it up.
Please wrap it up.
Though. What's in there? Chewables. From who? Blue Chew. What's it do? Makes you all-star style lover. Hall of Fame level lover. That's what it does.
Yeah.
What? Come on.
No, it does. We could have been more blunt about what it does, too. You know, it makes you.
What? No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm not doing that.
All right.
No. You go to BlueChew.com. Your first month's going to be free. I'll tell you how to do that in a second. The good news is they're not going to tell you to make some doctor's appointment. You just do it at BlueChew.com. They don't need you to make a doctor's appointment. They're not going to tell you after you're done, after they've figured out what the right mix is for you. They're not going to tell you to go wait in line in the pharmacy.
Nope.
No way. Because as I said, they ship it to you in a discreet.
Hard.
Package.
There we go. We said it there, Jack.
Almost forgot.
Just different context there. Yep. And as I mentioned to you, your first month is going to be free by using code 94 at checkout.
Am I still paying for it?
You are.
Yes, you are.
Comes right
through
out of your check.
Season?
Comes right. That's why you don't have the. That's why you can't afford the parking.
Of course not.
Yes. Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94 at checkout. All you got to do is pay for the shipping. Your first month is free, and then you can
chew it. And do it.
Chew it and do it. Let the good times fly. Chew it and do, y'all.
So, headline. Was this yesterday, Jack, or Saturday? I can't remember. Headline from Tim McManus. Sirianni more involved in Eagles' offensive preparations. Here was the meat of the story. Coach Nick Sirianni has been more involved in the offensive preparations this week, according to team sources, as the Eagles look to bounce back Monday night at the Los Angeles Chargers. Sirianni has been more vocal in offensive meetings and has been presenting material alongside offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo, sources said. According to one source, he has been addressing the group for longer than usual at the top of the meetings before ceding to Petullo, who continues to run them. So I know what I think about this. What do you think about this?
Well, I mean, listen, I think it's information that's being sort of leaked out there to quiet down some of the noise about wanting change within the offense. I don't know how much this changes what has been there in recent memory with the Eagles offense. They've struggled at times this year. It's hard for me to imagine that during some of those early struggles that Nick Sirianni just allowed Kevin Petullo to go through those struggles by himself and let him figure it out by himself. I say that to say Nick Sirianni offered solutions and offered his input. And maybe that's gotten a little more impactful over the last week or so. Rightfully so. You're averaging 15 points or less since the bye week. You went into the bye week feeling pretty good coming off the Minnesota and New York Giants game. You come out of those games, and the four games since then don't look very good, right? So it wouldn't surprise me that Nick Sirianni has decided to take a little bit bigger of a hands-on approach in all of this. My biggest question is, A, is the quarterback receptive to it? What changes have been made? Also, I guess, A, what changes have been made from a schematic standpoint?
If any.
If any.
Yep.
B, is the quarterback receptive to those things? Meaning, is he on board with them? And then C, the results. Well, I'll see tonight the results. If I'm to believe he's had a little more and more influence as the weeks have gone on since the bye week, well, there hasn't been much change in the offense. So maybe I'll be proven wrong tonight if the offense comes out and they're more dynamic, more explosive, more cohesive, more efficient, and they're putting up points. Then we're going to say something changed, right? We're going to say either the play calling changed or the play execution changed.
Right.
One of those two changes. So my long way around that answering that is, I'm not totally surprised by it. I suspect it anyway. Let's see what it looks like tonight.
Yeah, this feels like damage control to me.
Yeah.
And you know, I've said over and over and over again, I think it would be really, really, really silly to put all of this on Petullo. I think a lot of the complaints about what the offensive looked like in terms of a schematic standpoint, putting that on Petullo seems silly to me. Mm-hmm. I think this is, maybe it's a message to the fans. Hey, we're doing something, you know. And, you know, I think the way that McManus wrote it, that, because I think we would all agree that Sirianni's been pretty involved in the offense. Petullo's his right-hand man. He's an mm-hmm. offensive head coach. So I would be surprised if he's not very involved already. I think, like, they probably want people to, I think they're trying to do two things. One, let people know that they know and they're trying. Two, that they are making sure that everybody knows that Petullo is still the guy, because I don't believe they think that Petullo is the, like, the issue that is causing them not to play well. And I actually wonder if it is a message, like, way above. Like, I wonder if it's a message to the owner, who has been a big supporter of Jalen and probably is asking questions about Petullo. Are we doing everything we can? You know, if you're an owner like Jeffrey Lurie, you're not the kind of guy that's going to go sit in the meetings and see what's going on. He's not Jerry Jones, right? He's not minutia involved. But he is a guy who, what a good owner would do is come out and say, hey, what's going on here? Are we doing everything we can do, you know, to fix this? I know, Kevin, I know you're not blaming Kevin, but are you doing everything you can do?
Right.
So, I find it hard to believe there's going to be any sort of substantial change in the offense or anything. But, you know, the head coach talking more in the offensive meetings doesn't seem like it could be a bad thing to me. Unless, and I wonder if him reinforcing what Petullo is saying is a message to the team that says, like, hey, we are on the same page.
Right.
That Kevin and I are on the same page.
No, yeah. That's definitely part of it.
You know?
Because he's not coming in undermining Kevin Petullo. He's coming in reinforcing and supporting Kevin Petullo. Again, this is somebody that he sort of stuck his neck out for to be in this position and wanted to promote him. And obviously their relationship plays a part in how he's going to handle this. So I agree with you. This is in no means, in my opinion, Nick Sirianni somehow losing faith in Kevin Petullo, trying to undermine him, overtake him. It's a little different than the Brian Johnson situation in 2023, as even though they were both on the same staff in 2022, I don't know if Brian Johnson was necessarily a Nick Sirianni hire in that sense. So I could see where there was some conflict of interest potentially there in 2023. I don't believe that to be the case. Just like in 2021, when Nick Sirianni decided to give up play calling to his good friend Shane Steichen, someone he had worked with prior before. It worked out seamlessly. They were able to finish that season, make the playoffs, and the next year, Jalen finished runner-up in MVP, and they had a Super Bowl year. Nick Sirianni wasn't interfering. He was in support of Shane Steichen. I have to believe this is somewhat the same case, where he's in support of Kevin Petullo and he's trying to sort of reinforce what Petullo is saying to the offense in support of Kevin Petullo.
Yeah, I think it's the opposite of undermining, and that they see that there's something wrong here. I think that everything that has come out has been the organization trying to support Kevin Petullo.
Yeah.
Because my guess would be they see Kevin Petullo as an offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles until he's ready to move on for a bigger job. And I think they're trying their damnedest to get him through this year so they can move forward with that. And that's what this looks like to me.
I think that's part of it. Don't disagree at all with that. But I would even say it's more in support of Nick Sirianni.
Right, because it was his choice.
It's his choice.
Yeah.
So the organization is showing you they're behind the head coach.
Yeah.
And what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
That's Nick Sirianni's choice. So if they're supporting him and going out of their way to make sure everybody knows it's not him, that's to say Nick Sirianni didn't make the wrong decision.
Yes.
And moving Kevin Petullo in there.
Yeah.
So the organization is fully behind the head coach.
And the head coach could help him out. You know, Nick has had those big decisions that we've questioned. Some of the go for it on fourth downs at weird spots or punting at weird or going for two. All the like that. That's Nick Sirianni. There's no way he's not involved in decisions like that. That's a head coach level decision when you're deciding to do that. Jurgen will get into it around the league. Andy with a very questionable fourth down go for it call with the Chiefs yesterday.
Big Red was out there.
Yeah,
like he was playing a video game. Yeah. that was sheer desperation.
That was a shocking
one. It was sheer desperation yesterday.
215-592-9494. It's a gut check game day. It's a gut check for the Eagles. What's your gut tell you? It is a must-win game tonight. Do you think they're going to get in there and save the season, or do you think they lose tonight and they fold? Coming up next, we'll find out what the Eagles are actually up against tonight. The Chargers are not a team we see very often, not a team we hear about very often. We'll find out if they think that Justin Herbert is playing tonight. Watch out.
Well, for the first time in sports radio history, we're going to go behind enemy lines.
Yes. Yeah. No one's ever done that before.
No one's
ever done that before. This is the first time. Coming up next, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, Philly. Fast, reliable internet can be yours when you switch to Fios. For a limited time, combine Fios home internet and one line of mobile for just $69.99 a month. Get unlimited welcome for $50 a month with auto pay plus taxes and fees when you bring home your phone. And you can add Fios 300 Mbps for $19.99 a month with auto pay. Mobile Plus home discount and bonus discount. Visit your greater Philly area Verizon store today to get this limited time offer and switch to their reliable 100% fiber optic network.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.